and welcome to Inspire Indeed on WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, radio for the rest of us. My name is Elaine Summerfield. I'm your host for Inspire Indeed, where we're learning about community issues and the nonprofits and engaged citizens that are working to address them. And hopefully you'll be inspired to think about how you can go out and make a difference with your deeds. Today we're going to be talking to an organization that has its roots in a national basis, but they are focusing a lot of their work here, and I'm talking about Vegan Action. Vegan Action is working to ensure that people have information and resources available to start thinking about how to make different choices in terms of consumption of animal products. Chrissy Vandenberg is the executive director of Vegan Action, and she is here to share more. Welcome, Chrissy.
Thanks, Elaine. I appreciate you having me.
Oh, it's really great to have you here with us today. Now, first of all, I'd love to get some context about what we are talking about. You know, there are so many more vegans these days than there were even just a decade ago, more options on menus and so on. But what do you at Vegan Action mean when you say somebody is living a vegan lifestyle? What does that really encompass?
Sure. Well, of course, the main focus is diet, because a great proportion of making a switch to being vegan is only consuming plant-based products. Also, being conscientious about choices as far as clothing, health products, cleaning products. So it is a change in one's general life and a little bit of a change in habits. But mostly the focus is on diet.
Mostly on diet. And yeah. I guess that's where we usually see it out in kind of consumer world, is choices in diet.
Right.
But you mentioned clothing as well. So that would mean leather and other, of course, furs and animal products that are related to what we might choose to put on?
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. So just choosing alternatives that aren't using any kind of animal products, which, like you said, 10 years ago, it was a little bit more challenging, but now it's so easy.
Yeah.
So many places have options.
Yeah, whether you realize it or not.
Yeah.
You may be making the vegan choice.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. At a lot of the larger places that people shop now, there are a lot of options that people don't even realize, as far as non-leather and no wool, things like that.
Even wool.
Yeah.
Okay, so even wool, because it is an animal product.
Right.
It's something that, is it because it's taking from the animal? What's the philosophy behind no wool?
You know, mainly it is just the rearing of animals in a factory type setting to get a product from them. So collecting wool on a massive level to supply to a community, a state, a country, is going to involve keeping a lot of animals in close confinement and taking a product from them. So it's really more the treatment of the animal. The greater concept behind veganism is reducing suffering of animals. And then, of course, there are these wonderful additional ideas behind it, such as not supporting environmental degradation because of factory farming. And then thirdly, what really drives a lot of folks to choose veganism is the health benefits of a plant-based diet.
So there are proven health benefits of a plant-based
diet.
Can you talk a little bit about those?
Yeah, yeah. And again, that's something that's changed a lot in the last 10 years. So there have been a lot more studies, a lot more physicians that have conducted research and done some comparing. And just realize, you know, what's going on in the Western diet that is causing so many issues with obesity, heart disease, different
cancer.
Types of cancers, right? Even links to asthma, diabetes, solely based on diet choices. So there have been a lot of studies, especially in the last 10 years, that have shown reducing animal fats, meat and dairy in particular, and in some cases, even actually fully eliminating those from someone's diet just really promotes optimal health, reduces chances of heart disease, reduces chances of cancer. Some people have reversed diabetes and reduced asthma symptoms from eliminating dairy products.
Now, you probably hear this a lot. Do you get the nutrition that you need if you have a solely plant-based diet?
Sure. Absolutely, with a diverse diet. So I have to think back about when I became vegan about 18 years ago, and I didn't eat well. Because I was focused on what I wasn't eating, I didn't pay really good attention to what I was eating. And I know that doesn't seem to make sense, but I was so focused on making a change and not eating certain things. But what has to change is this idea of a focus on what I can eat and what I am eating.
And the abundance that's available, yes, of what you can eat.
Right, absolutely. So diversity with grains, legumes, vegetables, fruits. And there is protein in vegetables. There's even a little bit of protein in fruit. So it's also getting away from this idea of visualizing meat products as a sole source of protein, visualizing dairy products as a sole source of calcium, and just, you know, kind of breaking away from that concept.
Now, you talk about the basis being in terms of the elimination of suffering for animals.
Right.
And the benefits. So that's one reason why people would choose a vegan lifestyle or to be vegan. Also, the environmental benefits of reduction in the large scale farms and the environmental degradation that comes along with that.
Right.
And then the health benefits. You know, I'm thinking about the farm practices of plant-based diets as well. I mean, there's still agricultural practices, so. Do you make a conscious effort of when you're making choices for which vegetables you're purchasing or which grains you're purchasing? I mean, I'm just thinking of soybean industry.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
right.
How are you aware of the decisions that you're making? Even if it's a vegan decision, is it still good for the environment?
Sure. That is a great question. And that is a little bit of a conundrum because of where we are with soy. The majority of soy that's being grown in the United States is to feed farm animals, not people. So when, you know, we think about how the genetic modification and all of the fertilizers and kind of this monoculture associated with growing things like soybean, would we still have that same concern if we were growing a diverse crops to feed people as opposed to these monocultures to feed farm animals to then feed people? But I surely wouldn't want to deny that monocultures for vegetables, you know, for plants, isn't problematic in some cases. So it's definitely a sustainability issue with a lot of folks that are vegan or focusing on a plant-based diet to focus on eating locally, shopping at farmers markets, and again, paying attention to packaging, which is kind of what started the... Vegan Action does the certified vegan logo, which we can talk about in a minute. But Essentially, for a lot of folks that are reducing animal products from their diet, even down to the little ingredients that we can't pronounce, started reading packaging. So it started, you know, it starts this conscientious idea of shopping and consuming and wanting to be sustainable and make good choices. And I do think that that is something that vegans are focusing more on.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of once getting down the idea of, I do want to focus on a plant-based diet. I do want to focus on sustainability and focusing on eating and shopping local.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely it's all connected.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Well, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Inspire Indeed on 97.3 FM. Richmond Independent Radio, and we have the opportunity today to hear from Chrissy Vandenberg from Vegan Action, and she's sharing some information about the work that Vegan Action does. And tell me a little bit, you alluded to the labeling project that Vegan Action has. Can you share a little bit about what that's about?
Sure. So that is a project that we started in 1999 with getting a lot of feedback from individuals that it was a little bit frustrating shopping. And so I'll just give a little bit of background. So when I say the word vegan, we all think of plant-based diets. And I think a lot of us visualize food kind of already made or, you know, healthy foods. But a lot of folks that are focusing on a plant-based diet want to not consume any animal products or any ingredients. So there are some little minutiae in some products. Sometimes bread might have a milk product. lecithin, and just there's kind of a really big list out there. And it's up to each individual on kind of how much they want to focus and read labels. And in general, veganism isn't about being a purist. It's about making good, conscientious decisions.
Okay.
So, you know, even though there's a specific category and even, you know, a definition of what it means to be vegan, there still is a spectrum, absolutely. And but what that is all bringing it back to the certified vegan logo is people were feeling frustrated when they wanted to go buy something and wondering, is this really actually free of animal products? I don't know. And trying to contact the company and get a little bit more information. So we thought, how can we serve the vegan consumer? And so we came up with this certified vegan logo that companies use to put on their products.
Okay.
And it's on thousands of products out there now.
Is that right?
It's now, really great.
What's your website where people could go see what that logo looks like?
It's vegan.org.
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 Doesn't get much simpler than
yes,
that. Vegan.org.
Yeah.
So they can get information about Vegan Action. And do you also have resources or lists of products that may be animal-based that we don't realize?
You know, we used to have that on our website. Mm-hmm. And there are so many books that keep coming out. A book just came out with a list of all of those ingredients. But I have to tell you, we decided to take it off of our website. The reason is that we really want to promote folks to do the greater good. And we want to encourage people to not get too caught up in the little details or the minutiae in ingredient lists. Some people want to do that, and that information is out there. But
that's not what you want to focus on.
That's not what we want to focus on, mm-hmm. Right. Kind of the big picture, the bigger issues. You know, essentially, and I tell people this all the time, if you have a vegan meal once a day, every day, that's making an impact on your health, on the environment, reducing animal suffering. So every little bit helps. So that's definitely our angle, is where we're targeting and sharing in information with individuals that want to make some kind of change in their life, maybe not completely become vegan. And so we also want to share that we're not judgmental in that way either. I think it would be wonderful if everybody that was listening wanted to become vegan. But our goal with our website, with our campaigns, is to share information. So we have a great website with recipes, with information on making substitutions. You know, when I first started baking and wanted to figure out, how am I going to make something without using eggs, without
right.
using butter? So really easy options. It's just a matter of having the right information and doing a little practicing and kind of mastering making those changes. Because I grew up eating meat and dairy products all the time, and mm-hmm. and as most people do. So
yeah,
it's
in our culture.
Yeah, mm-hmm. in our culture, mm-hmm. absolutely. And but the certified vegan logo is great because it does help people. Don't worry about it. Don't focus too much on carrying a list and where, you know, but this is going to be an easy way for you to shop and
you
find.
You can see that logo and feel comfortable that you're making a yes. choice that reflects that value.
Right. So in addition to not having any animal products, if it's a cleaning product or maybe a healthcare product or a vitamin, it's also guaranteed to not have been tested on animals. So we've done that research as well to verify
oh.
that. Which is also...
So you do... Vegan Action is really doing the research. You're contacting the companies. You're doing that legwork to ensure that a product is animal-free.
Exactly. Yes.
Or cruelty-free.
Cruelty-free, right. Mm-hmm. And a great side effect that came from that project that we didn't see is that it has encouraged companies to want to make vegan products. Or to change a product to be vegan if it has one or two ingredients.
Oh, and they can see that they could make their own substitution
yes.
and then attract a whole new
market.
Consumer base.
Exactly, yes. Uh-huh. So that was something we didn't see, but we started having companies contact us and, hey, we're seeing this logo, we're hearing consumers talk about it, do our products qualify? And so I could review them and say, actually, they do except for just this one ingredient. And or two ingredients, or companies will say, well, we want to develop a vegan product. What information are you getting from the consumers? So it's had this great secondary kind of outlet of encouraging companies to
Right. So it's not just monitoring and seeing what they're doing, but it's actually helping to support them in making the change themselves.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Exactly.
So yeah. Do you think there will ever be the day that you'll work with Nabisco?
Well, you know what? Some of the companies that use our logo have been bought out by some of the larger groups. Mm-hmm. And so we have been working with them, and it's a little bit more difficult because the bureaucracy involved in the paperwork and
I can only imagine it adds another layer of challenge.
Yes.
Well, if you're just joining us, we're speaking with Chrissy Vandenberg. She is with Vegan Action. And Chrissy, what's your website again?
It's www.vegan.org.
Vegan.org. And there you can go get a lot of information about veganism and ways that you can make choices in your own life to help alleviate suffering in the world. Now, you mentioned earlier that you can make a difference even if you make a simple choice of changing a meal option once a week or something like that. And I wonder about that for myself because I know I'm not, personally, I probably would not be vegan. Just too many things going on in my life that it would be, I don't want to give up certain things, you know. I have to be honest, I don't want to give up certain things. But what are some steps that I could take? Like even just simple things of a substitution or, I don't know, changing an approach to how I see a holiday meal or something like that.
Sure. That's a great question. And we've definitely been seeing a shift in that happening with a lot of folks. Some people are making that choice for a variety of different reasons, but because there are so many options out there, a lot of times taking the things that we're eating on a regular basis and just taking the meat out and trying to understand that there still is a lot of value in, you know, different types of salads or casseroles, stews, soups, and just kind of changing how we make them. Lentil soup, which traditionally is usually made with a beef broth or a chicken broth. So using vegetable broth and just having lentil soup and, you know, or making a side dish, couscous with garbanzo beans and fresh chopped vegetables. And just kind of thinking about and taking some of the things we remember eating, remember making, growing up with maybe, and sometimes just as simple as taking the meat out. Mm-hmm. But also just adding a different variety of proteins. And that's what I really focus on kind of with my personal cooking is I love legumes. So I'm always eating chickpeas or edamame or lentils and always, of course, having some fresh vegetables and green every day.
And green every
green
day.
Green every day. Fresh green every day.
Now, when you're talking about legumes and proteins, now you need to find the complement to that, right? You can't just have beans and have all the protein you need. Like,
right,
you need
right.
to have the complement. So what are yes. some of the complementary things that come
So
into
some
that?
Of the complement is, complements could be rice, a tortilla, quinoa. Those are definitely the top ones there. Mm-hmm. And those are some of my favorite meals, and they're so inexpensive. And that's another thing
that's another benefit that we didn't talk about earlier, is that making some of these choices you can save.
It's true. And, you know, that reminds me, when I do tabling events, one of the most common things folks say is, you know, I think I would eat more vegan more often if it were cheaper. And then I remember when I first became vegan, I thought, I have to shop at the local natural food store. I have to, right? Because they're promoting vegan products. But what we're finding at those local natural food stores are great options, but they're really alternatives. So it's, okay, instead of a hot dog, you can get a veggie dog. Instead of fill in the blank, you can get it, right? Soy mm-hmm. yogurt, soy margarine, which are great to have, but I do almost all of my shopping at my regular grocery store. Mm-hmm. And I'm grateful for the natural food stores, and I don't want to pretend like I don't appreciate or go shop there, but in general, their products are more expensive. So I do most of my shopping at a local grocery store, and I'm eating fresh, healthy food. And fortunately, organics are more available.
Definitely.
And even, you know, for instance, Martin's has a local organic section in their produce department, which is really great.
So that's a good point, because a lot of times we hear that it is expensive to eat healthy. It's expensive to make that healthy choice. Mm-hmm. And I guess it can be.
It can
but
be.
But it doesn't have to be.
It doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be. And, you know, what I'm visualizing optimally, not that this is an option for everyone, but optimally, I strive to go to the farmer's market once a week and get my local fruits and vegetables. And then I buy my grains, my beans, and kind of my other staples at the grocery store. And it ends up being incredibly affordable. But the idea is getting away from focusing on trying to substitute all those things we grew up with. Mm-hmm. You know, and of course, I love a veggie dog on the grill. or, you know, there's so many delicious veggie burgers. But when I'm also trying to think of eating sustainably and really healthy, not just, you know, kind of this association of what I remember loving, but mm-hmm. So it is just being more creative in more salads and more fresh fruits and vegetables and really focusing on legumes and a diverse array of proteins. So mm-hmm. not focusing all on soy.
Gotcha.
Either, which is pretty important.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned that you have been vegan for 18 years
yeah.
now. 18 years. So for you, it's a natural thing to think creatively about what those options are. And you've kind of got, I'm sure, your rhythm of what you go to the store to buy. But
right.
when you're making that transition, I imagine it's really challenging.
It is. And I do have to remind myself of that, because I know that that's a big obstacle for a lot of folks. And so I have to remember back and think about when I went to the grocery store, what am I buying? What am I getting? And we do have that information on our website about making that transition, about kind of restocking your staples, and when you go to the grocery store, when you go to the farmer's market, what you're getting. Try not yeah. to focus on those convenient foods, which I would recommend to anyone, carnivore, omnivore, vegetarian, vegan, is sustainably and for our health, not focusing too much on those convenience foods.
The prepared foods.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The prepared foods.
Now, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Inspire Indeed on WRIR 97.3 FM. And we are speaking with Chrissy Vandenberg, who is with Vegan Action. And I know you shared the website again. What is it?
It's vegan.org.
Okay, vegan.org. Hard to forget that one.
Yeah.
Now, I understand you're going to be involved with the vegetarian festival that's coming up this weekend, right?
Right. So we are the main sponsor and umbrella organization for the Richmond Vegetarian Festival, which has just been incredibly, incredibly successful. And it's in a beautiful space. Gardens of Bryan Park.
The Azalea Garden
yeah.
area of Bryan Park,
yes.
the north side.
Mm-hmm. North side. And just an incredible amount of individuals making it all happen. So many volunteers. And great music, great activities, kids' activities, dogs for adoption, delicious
yeah.
food to eat.
And so that's over the weekend. What day is it?
June 15th.
Saturday, right?
Saturday, June 15th.
And what time does it start? What time do things get underway?
12 o'clock.
At noon, okay.
At noon.
Yay, great.
Lots of delicious food. Local restaurants are out in full effect with delicious food. And it brings everyone. It brings everyone out, because it's a destination. So it's definitely not just somewhere for vegetarians or vegans. It's definitely a great, diverse group of people. And, of course, everyone enjoys it tremendously.
Yeah. Well, we in Richmond, we love our food festivals.
It is so true.
But it's awesome that there is that on the scene now. The Vegetarian Festival is on the scene. And you've been at it for a while now, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I imagine I know I went several years ago, and I know it's grown quite a bit since then.
Yes. Every year. So many more people. So many more vendors, so many more tables with great information. And so Richmond's really lucky. It's one of the most well-attended vegetarian festivals on the East Coast.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And I imagine Vegan Action would have a table there and some information out for people.
We do. We do. Yes. Yeah, so I would love for anyone to come by and chat and pick up some great recipes. We'll have some awesome recipe cards.
Oh, great idea.
Yeah.
So you can meet Christy in person there on Saturday.
I'll be there all day.
So it starts at noon. Does it go like through early evening?
It does. Yeah. Through six. Through six.
Mm-hmm. Great. Good. Mm-hmm. And hopefully we'll keep our fingers crossed for good weather. But I think in the past it's always been pretty nice out.
Yeah. And last year it was exceptionally nice. Not too hot. And it is in a shaded area. Lots of trees.
Right there in the azalea gardens.
Yes.
That's true.
So that helps.
Is a nice,
that helps a whole
tucked
lot.
Away there. Well, it looks like we are already running out of time.
I can't believe it.
Time flies. I know. It goes by pretty quickly. So, again, we've been speaking with Chrissy Vandenberg, and she's with Vegan Action. And your website is vegan.org, correct?
Yes.
And you can come out and see Chrissy at the Vegetarian Festival, which is Saturday the 15th from noon to 6 o'clock up in Bryan Park, the Azalea Garden area. And I'm sure if you go to Bryan Park, there will be signs and everything just pointing you in the right direction, I imagine, right?
Yep. We even have people out there kind of helping to guide through that park.
Oh, your many volunteers
you
mentioned.
Yes.
Great. Well, thank you.
Thanks so much, Elaine.
Yeah. And before we close, I also want to say thanks to our volunteers here at WRIR, people like Andrew Haas that helps engineer the show, Jesse Johnson, who works on the soundboard, and Brittany Tracy, who helps update the Inspire Indeed blog. And you can find that blog at inspireindeed.blogspot.com. We have a list of other shows and easy access to links that we discussed on this show as well as others. If you're interested in becoming a WRIR volunteer, we welcome you with open arms. And you can find out how to do that at our website, which is wrir.org. My name is Elaine Summerfield, and you've been listening to Inspire Indeed, a show that focuses on community issues and looks at it through the lens of nonprofits and change makers that are working to make a difference. I hope you've learned something new on the show today and that you're ready to go out and make a difference with your deeds, or at the very least attend the Vegetarian Festival this Saturday.